I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. In his most recent piece in Outdoor News, Backyard and Beyond columnist Stan Tequila profiled a big event occurring in our skies overhead right now. I'm talking about the autumn bird migration. On the surface, it might appear simple and straightforward, but migration has many shades of complexity. I'll tell you more when we return, but first...
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, Onyx Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the Onyx Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
Welcome back. In his most recent Outdoor News column, Stan Tequila writes that there are more than 11,000 species of birds worldwide, and about 40% of them migrate in some way. Migrations range from simple elevational changes for mountain species, to short-distance movement to avoid unfavorable weather, to long-distance trips to warmer climates to escape winter. Some species migrate from nearly the top of the planet to almost the bottom. In the past 100 years, humans have developed new ways to study migration. Many hunters are familiar with aluminum leg bands, which biologists attach to the legs of birds. And late in the past century, researchers developed small tracking devices to monitor the migration of free-flying birds. One amazing new way for rank-and-file citizens to track birds is via a website called Birdcast from Cornell Lab. View it at birdcast.org. Simply provide your county and state, and each day during migration, you can see how many birds passed over your county on the previous night. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.